Welcome to another episode of Resilience is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. I hope everyone is doing well and you are staying warm. I hope everyone is taking it easy today. But I know it is a cold one. It's a cold season. Yes, it is. But you know what to do. Come on in. Come on in the room. Come on in the room, y'all. Go ahead and drop your bags, your purse, your shoes. Take off your shoes or what have you. Go ahead in the kitchen and grab you something to drink. Get you something warm to drink, whether it's your hot cocoa, hot tea. Give you some glass of wine, a bottle of water, whatever it is, whatever floats your boat, honey. And check this, come on in our room. Yes, our room. And have a sit down and get comfortable. Go ahead and get your favorite blankie, your favorite throw. Go ahead and prop your feet up. Take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Take another deep breath in. Exhale slow. Hey, 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 what's going on, my resilience family? How are you all doing? I hope everyone is doing amazing and you guys are feeling good. Oh, my goodness, y'all. Is it cold where you guys are? Oh, my Lord, because it's been cold over here for the past, couple of weeks? Oh, my goodness. I'm over here in the mid area in the United States. And let me tell you, man, it's cold. It's cold. And we got snow. Yeah, we got some snow. And I tell you the truth, honestly, we didn't like receive like a whole lot. But, you know, it's been snowing back and forth for the past few days. So, you know, it's like new fresh snow on top of the old snow. So it just builds up from there. So overall, we probably got all together at least, 3 inches or maybe 2 to 3, I guess, where I am. We have been in the single digits for a few days, and we have some sunshine and all that good stuff, but man, oh man, it is cold. But you know what? I don't have no complaints, man, because, man, there's other states that has it worse. Okay, especially if you in up in Buffalo, New York, up in that area. What's up, New York? What's up, New Jersey? Brick City in the house. What's up? What's up? Man, let me tell you, you know what? Ooh, I feel for my people up there, man, because they've been hit with some snow, especially up upstate. You know, to the point that they had to cancel one of the playoff games over there. If y'all been watching that game or y'all had watched the game this past week, you know what I'm talking about. They canceled it because of the snowstorm at that time, and they rescheduled the game, you know, a few days later. And man, oh man, to the point that, you know, that game actually, you know, it was a you know, come one, come all kind of thing. It was a free seating, you know. My husband was showing me a couple of clips of the videos of what people coming in at the stadium and trying to clean the snow off the bleachers and stuff and everything. And eventually come to find out why people was coming in so early, you know, because it was free seating, you know. No one really had time to be looking for their seat. But they also had some of the fans that came by to help, you know, move the snow off the bleachers. You know, so there was a lot of people that, diehard fans of the game, and they came and, you know, and helped out. So, you know, when I saw the game in its full effect, you know, I was like, well, shoot, where is the snow? You know, because, I mean, it's one thing to see no snow on the field, but I was expecting to see some snow, you know, even though they were cleaning it off. But I was expecting to see like piles and piles of snow somewhere. I hardly didn't see anything. I mean, because that stadium was packed, right? So, I mean, they did show a couple of shots of, you know, the fans and everything, and I did see some snow, you know, like on the side or what have you, or further back up or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, it didn't even look like it snowed at all, you know. So it just shows you how people could come together and just, you know, help out and make it, you know, really pleasant and fun, you know. And like I said, you know, Buffalo, y'all strong. Y'all know how to handle it, okay? That ain't nothing new to y'all. Right? So, yeah, I mean, for me, I'm used to it. You know, I'm from New Jersey. So, you know, we get that kind of snow every so often. You know, as a child growing up, we got hit with snow like that, you know. And so I'm used to it. But, you know, when you get older now, you like, it's pretty to see it fall and all that good stuff. But it's a beast going in that stuff, man. You know, driving, all that stuff. And I don't fool with that. I'm sorry. I don't fool with it. And my tires don't have no traction whatsoever. Okay? My car will be like, I wish you would pull me out of this driveway. I wish you would. See where I'm going to spin you. Okay? My car will get mad at me. Okay, I'm like, girl, you ain't have to worry about it. You ain't have to worry about it, Ruby. That's her name, Ruby, because she's like a beautiful, rich ruby red. And I have a Genesis, a 2016 Genesis. So, you know, it's one of those nice, you know, beautiful, you know, classic luxury cars or whatever. And so those are the original tires and everything. So that tires ain't got no tread, ain't got no life, you know. So, ain't no way in the world. So, but I'm grateful, you know, I'm grateful. So if any of you guys are right now, you know, in a state where you are getting the snow and you are definitely getting the single or, you know, the cold weather, you know, let me know, comment, let me know where you guys are. And what are you guys doing? I mean, are you guys just, you know, of course, staying in for sure? Or for some, honestly, there's some of you, I know you have to go out there. Because of your job, you know, some of you will probably, you know, work in the emergency field. Some of you will probably work with, you know, like with electrical company or whatever, because there has been some power outages going on. So, some people do have to be out there, unfortunately. But for the majority of you guys, I know some of you are chilling in the house. And especially if you have kids that didn't have any school because of snow and some snow and there was no snow that came. Ooh, I know some parents was not happy with that because they had to miss work. And I'm not talking about the ones that work from home automatically. I'm talking about the ones that literally got to go to work. Okay. They got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Okay. And get themselves ready to go to work. And they have to miss a day. Because the kids' school is closed because of snow day. And then when the day comes, there's no snow. And that's the part that we're like, oh! Right? But either way, man, I'm glad that you all are here. I'm glad that you made it through the crazy weekend, the snowstorm, the frigid temperatures. You made it, right? So listen, y'all, I just want to come on here very quickly and just have a conversation with you as I normally do, right? Just chillax with you and just talk about something. And so I wanted to call this episode Ask Yourself. Just ask yourself, because you know this is basically a personal question. These are questions that you're asking yourself. It's not even about anyone else, you know, it's about you this time. You know, we are in a new year still, okay? And I know a lot has happened in some people's lives, and it's not even March yet, and people already dealing with some things, right? But at this point, I know for some of you guys, you really want this year to be different. Some of you have been sensing that in your spirit for a minute. Some of you have been visualizing that, dreaming that. You know, you already been speaking it out in the atmosphere that this year is going to be a good year. It's going to be a great year for you, right? What does that mean for you when you say that's going to be a good year? This year is going to be a great year for me. Do you mean because of a new career, a new promotion, because of a new relationship? You're getting married this year. Congratulations, by the way, right? You know, what does that mean for you? Everyone has their own definition of what the year is going to be for them, right? So, you know, I wanted to ask you about certain things when it comes to you as a woman, you know, and there's some questions that we don't really normally ask ourselves because we don't think about doing it, or we just avoid altogether because they are personal questions and they are thought-provoking questions. And if you do take the time to think about it, you probably already know. You probably have already pondered on it for a minute. Some questions, you know, we don't want to hear about. We don't want to answer because it's it puts us in that vulnerable, that vulnerable position where we really don't have an answer for it. And it makes us feel kind of, you know, stupid, maybe, or embarrassed. I would say embarrassed. Just make that the word, okay? You feel embarrassed because you don't have an immediate response to that question. But these kind of questions, you can't immediately respond. This is something you really got to think about it before you respond to it. And again, this question is applied to you, not to your spouse, not to your friends, not to your enemies or frenemies. It's to you. Okay. So let me ask you this first question. Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be? Who do you want to become? How do you see yourself for this year, 2024? Okay, who do you want to be? Do you want to be more loving? Do you want to be more attentive? Do you want to be more kinder? Do you want to be more romantic? Do you want to be more, carefree? Do you want to be free? You know, who do you want to be? Or do you want to be the same person you've been for the past 5+ years or 10 years or pretty much the majority of your life? You know, you're nice and everything, but, you know, there's another side of you. And, you know, you see how that ugly side could get you in some trouble, or it can cause some friction. It could cause some separation. It could cause some arguments. You know, it could be uncomfortable for people. You know, not for you, because you making it plain. You know, I'm telling you like a T.I. is, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But there's people don't like that response, or they don't like that behavior of you. And you say, I don't give a flying fig. You don't even say flying fig, so I'm being nice. You know, this is who I am. And if you don't like it, I don't give a, you know what, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But again, because here's the thing, this is about you. It's not about them. It's about you. Because whatever you say about yourself, that you don't understand how that shows your character. That shows you. And the sad part about it is we don't take responsibility on that. We don't really hold back and look at ourselves like, wait a minute, hold up, ho. I don't want people to look at me as a threat. I don't want people to get, you know, be intimidated of me. I don't want people to be afraid to approach me. Because I have not been very approachable because of my demeanor or my actions or how I stand or how I say things, right? So this is personal, y'all, because you really got to look at yourself. And there's the thing, we are afraid to see the rawness of us. We don't want to see the true nakedness of who we are. We don't, we've been trying to cover, conceal, hide, you know, the real self by, you know, wearing things and covering up things and getting all caught up in stuff. We don't want people to know about the realness of us, the insecure us, you know, the imperfection us, you know, the not pretty us or the not attractive us. We don't want people to see the rawness of us. We want people to see this pretty perfect picture. You know, there's a lot of sisters out there that cannot and will not walk out that door without their face made up. There are sisters out here today that will not dare walk out that door. They don't have that lipstick on. They don't have their falsies on. They don't got their hair right. They're not going to walk out that door. And I know what I'm talking about, because I had someone like that in my life. And she was a sweet, sweet person. But she could not walk out that door. I remember one time, and it's coming to my memory now. Well, I used to knock on her door because my mom and, you know, lived in the same apartment building, and we lived right across from her. And there was one couple of times came to her door, and she would answer, but she would be hiding behind the door. And I'm like, you all right? You know, and she's like, oh, yeah, I'm all right, but I'm not dressed and everything, and I got to get my face on and da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm saying to myself, but you look fine. But that was something that she was so, she was not comfortable for people to see the rawness, her naturalness, to the public. She was not comfortable that way. And I'm like, well, I know there has to be a reason why. Because you just don't, you know, you just don't wake up and just like, okay, I'm not going to let people to see the real me. I got to get myself together, honey, because I want nobody to see the real me. You know, there has to be a reason why you put yourself in that position. Because to me, after a while, it just starts to get a little bit tiring. When you get older and you got so much going on in your life, and then you have to stop everything to make sure that you are perfected, meaning that your makeup is intact, your hair is intact, your nails all together, your outfits together, da da da. Now, listen, I'm not saying you just don't come out any old kind of way. Of course, you gotta, you know, look yourself and make sure you know your appearance is decent and in order. But again, there's some of us that, you know, you just refuse. I don't want people to see me without no makeup on. Why? Why? And some will say, well, I just don't like the way how I look without makeup on. And it has to be something much more deeper than that. Someone said something, or someone bullied you, someone, you know, called you out of your name. And it's been repetitive throughout the course of your life to the point now you start to say in the stuff that they said about you. And now it has you to, you know, to like, okay, I gotta fix my face. I gotta do this. I don't want nobody to see my freckles. I don't want nobody to see my wrinkles. I don't want nobody to see, my face. You know, I gotta get my lips right. I gotta have that kissable lips. You know, I gotta get my eyes are really flat looking and stuff. I gotta really put on the eyeshadows and stuff, and you know, and this, that, or whatever. And like I said, I'm not knocking that, because I love makeup. I love fashion. I really, really do. And I had my own insecurities too back in the day growing up. But as a kid, as a teenager, that's just part of the growing up process for kids, for teenagers. You're going to have those moments in your life where you feel insecure because you see other teenagers that looks prettier than you, or they have, you know, their skin is much prettier. They have pretty eyes and long, pretty hair. And then you go ahead and start comparing yourself. That's just part of the teenage, you know, process. But at some point, you know, you have to look at yourself and say, but I am unique and I'm wonderfully made by God. God did not make a mistake when he made me, when he created me. I am perfected because I was perfected. I was made by a perfected God, a perfect God, right? And so, but I know everybody don't think like that. I know everybody, you know, don't have even thought of that, to be honest with you, because, you know, how you were raised, how you were taught, and who told you or said things about you, it got you to that point where what you see yourself, you don't like what you see. You know, you don't like who you see. So who do you want to be? Do you want to be a different person? Do you want to be more loving? Do you want to be more kind? Do you want to be more compassionate? Do you want to be more personal? Do you want to be available for people that will be, you know, that will feel comfortable in your space? Do you want to be less argumentative and be more supportive and more encouraging? Because all of this stuff here, if this is something that you want done in your life, it starts with you. It starts with you. So that means you have to really reevaluate you. Look yourself in that mirror. You have to stand in the boxing ring and look across that ring and see you. That woman whom you have been avoiding for most of your life. Because there's a lot of people walking around avoiding themselves. It's not even so much about avoiding the people that they don't want to have any contact with or connection with. It's about themselves. That's why when you come to these thought-provoking questions about yourself, woo, it hits. And when you're uncomfortable like that, you don't have an answer. You feel so uncomfortable because you don't really have an answer, and you haven't really thought about it, because you know it's hitting in a spot that you've been trying to cover up and avoid for a long time. Well, maybe God is trying to tap your heart to say, daughter, it's time to stand up to that. It's time to acknowledge that. It's time to get real with you. How long are we going to continue to falsify our, you know, our lifestyle? when we don't, when what we are pretending is not real. You know, some of you probably have a fake name, meaning like you have your own unique name. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you have the celebrities, they have their Hollywood name. You know, I was watching on Prime the latest franchise movie Fast with Vin Diesel and, you know, and Tyrese and all them. And I was just curious about Vin Diesel, you know, so I went on Google to learn more about his background. And I know that's not his real name, but, you know, I found out what his real name is, and he used Vin Diesel, you know, as his acting name. He has a reason why he called himself that. It's in the bio and all of that. But, and I was like thinking about people in general, that's not actors, that's not high profile, but there's people who have their alternate name that they like people to call them versus their birth name, because that birth name has history. That birth name opens the door to a traumatic event. There are some events that's tied to your name that you don't want people to call your name, so you will go ahead and say, oh, you could call me Tosh, or you call me, you know, whatever, you know, because you don't want to be associated with that you. At some point, we're going to have to stand up and face the real you. Who do you want to be? Do you want to be loving? Do you want to be kind? Do you want to be nice? Do you want to be, you know, successful, not just successful in your career, but successful in, you know, in your presentation of, you know, connecting with people, being more cordial, being more respectful, not being bullish, not being arrogant, not being repulsive, not being, you know, temperamental, not being, you know, defensive all the time. Do you want to be more caring and more easygoing? And I'm not saying easygoing to the point that people walk all over you. No, but being very mild-tempered. Do you want this year to be much more easier for you and for people to gravitate to you? So when come Thanksgiving of 2024, you will walk in, but you will not be the person that your family, friends expecting you to be. All loud and bodacious and, you know, just totally out there. No filter, nothing. But now you are totally a different person, because you finally stood in the ring and you acknowledged the real you. You acknowledged those events of your life, and you are handling it. You're fighting back. This time you don't want to carry that stuff into this new year. You don't want to carry the weight of the trauma that you endured in your life into this new year. You want to be different. You want to live different. You just want to be free. You just want to just love life. And it doesn't have anything to do with the wealth of your life, the richness, the success. No, it's about you as a person. You know, it's so many people out here today, man, they living life like it's golden, meaning that they got the things of life, living in a nice house and all that other stuff or whatever. But I could tell you right now, most of them people are not happy. And it's not because they don't have the man in their life or they don't have the woman in their life. Ain't got nothing to do with the fact with them. No, they're just internally, they're not at peace. Internally, they're bleeding. And I'm not saying physically, I mean emotionally wise. Internally, they're miserable. They could buy as much cars or much clothes and stuff like that. They could be on social media all day long. But when all of that is gone, honey, they're still not happy. They want a change in their life. I have seen and witnessed, you know, people come to the realization that they don't want to live like that anymore. They don't want to continue to put on this facade, you know, be, you know, lying to themselves versus lying to their friends or associates or whoever they connect with. But more importantly, lying with themselves, because they've been lying to themselves for too long and they're tired. They're tired. I have seen, like I said, on, you know, when I follow on Instagram, it's a young lady that I can't remember her name right now, but I'm assuming that she's known, I guess, through reality shows or even with social media or whatever. But she was really, really, really out there, you know, in the club and stuff. And she was always drinking and stuff like that. And, you know, she was just wilding out, man, just wilding out. And one time showed her where she was so drunk and so out, man, like she almost died. She was like in a, they had to try to wake her up one time. And I think she was like in the hotel and they had brought her in because she was so intoxicated and stuff. And, you know, and I think she was also, I don't know if she was, you know, taking drugs or not. I can't really say. But, you know, she was just so, so gone. She said that she pretty much like died like maybe twice or something to that regard, but she came back. But that night changed everything for her. Plus, she's married and she has kids. And she knew even before that, she knew it was just something internally in her spirit, in her soul, that she was ready to make a change. She just didn't know how to do it. She just didn't know how to make it happen, but she knew that there was somebody praying for her life and praying for her soul and praying for her, that God would direct her, you know, and help her through whatever she was going through. And nobody come and bombard her and, you know, and chastise her. No, 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 no. There was people that, you know, and that even she, if I remember, stating that she even connected with one of the ministers that follows her to ask her, can you pray for me? And even invited her to her home, you know, to get delivered, to get saved, because she was just to that point where she just didn't want to live like that anymore. She saw that she was abusing herself. She was hurting herself. It wasn't so much the people, because the people was doing what they were doing. So how can they be of service to her when they was not being of service to themselves? Everybody was doing the same thing. Partying, doing this stuff, you know, driving like it's hot and all that other stuff or whatever, and thinking they're having a good time. But at the end of the day, you know, you got to come home by yourself. Your party friends, they gone on trying to wake up from their, you know, their intoxication, and you home by yourself trying to figure it out. So she was at that point in her life where she was just tired, and she was like, I don't want to live like this no more. And so she got delivered that day, you know, when she called the minister and came to her house, and not just her, but her whole entire family. They were all at the house. But she just had enough. She did not want to continue to carry, to bring that life, that lifestyle, her bad choices, her negative thinking into the atmosphere anymore. She didn't want to continue with that anymore. So she made a decision. And it was a bold decision, and it was a scary decision, because at first she was reluctant. When that minister came to her house, she was reluctant to get it done, to go through with it. But through prayer and speaking over the enemy, oh, it happened. She got delivered that day. And ever since, baby girl is just absolutely beautiful. She eventually, you know, when God, you know, start to minister in her life, you know, she made some changes She literally made the changes. She got rid of some of the stuff that she didn't want to have anything to do. She stopped drinking. She stopped smoking. She stopped taking, you know, certain type of drugs and stuff. She stopped hanging with the people that she used to hang with and club with, you know, all of that stuff. She got rid of some stuff that, you know, that reminded her of her past. She got rid of that stuff. She just did a major clean out. Because that's what, in her spirit, you know, God, you know, ministered to her to do. Because she realized that she was abusing herself. She had to ask herself, do I want to continue to be this way? Do I want to continue to be this way in front of my children? When they have seen me coming in drunk, coming in late, cussing and fussing, and all this other stuff or whatever? She took ownership. She was accountable and she owned it. So like I said, there's people out here today. Whether you're a celebrity, whether you're a social media celeb or whatever, or you just a person, you know, just doing, you know, just living your life. But there are people like that, where at this stage of their life, they are not happy and they want something different. Is that you? Let me ask you this question. Who do you want to love? Or who do you want to love you? Or do you love yourself? That's the key question. How much do you love you? I let that sit in for a second. I let that sit in because I said these questions, you know, it's not a question that you could just easily answer. These are serious questions you really got to ponder on. And unfortunately, some people just don't have the answer because they never really took the time to really look at themselves that way of being loved or being loved, being lovable. Some sisters, honestly, they don't love themselves because they, and that's why they avoid seeing themselves raw, naked, not physically naked, but the realness of you. Your birth name that's standing right there in front of your face in that mirror is looking right at you. What is it about you that you don't love? And some sisters will look at them and say, I don't like the way my breasts look. I don't like that I don't have enough, you know, lips, full lips. I don't like my hair. I don't like my body shape. I don't like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But you know what? You insulting God. Because he perfectly made you in his image. See, something, I know I've touched somebody. I know I did. If it's just one person, I know I touched somebody. See, we got to really stop insulting the perfect work of God. When he created you, he took time and he formed you in your mother's womb. And when you came out, you were perfect. You were made perfect. Now, as you get older in life, yeah, we go ahead and we may have gained a few weight or something like that, a few pounds and stuff like that. Yeah, I get it. But it's still our responsibility to still take care of us. God did all the work. But now we got to maintain what he made. That's on us. We can't look at God and say, God, why'd you make me this way? He knew what he did when he made you. And he was well pleased. Why are you not pleased? And he loved what he created. Why you don't love what he created? Why you don't love yourself? You like yourself, but do you really love yourself? Because if you don't love yourself as you, then what makes you think you're going to find love out there? Because if you mistreat yourself, you know people are going to mistreat you. It starts at home base, hon. It starts with you. And some sisters are, you know, have really not loved themselves fully based on how they were treated when they were young. Like I said, some people don't want to use their government name. Some people have a false name, you know, like the cover-up name, like a Hollywood name, so to speak, because they don't want to identify you know, their real name, you know, based on what they experienced as a child or as a teenager. It's a lot of people who are walking around traumatic, have traumatic events in their lives. Even though they moved on, they're doing well in their life, they're still trying to get to that point of their life or whatever. But best believe that somebody has had some experiences in their life that they do not want to remember. So they go ahead and they go through all this, you know, this level of covering up, not just their self, their internal pain, but they will also cover up the external, because the pain shows on your face. It shows on your face now. And some people will do whatever they got to do to try to cover up that. And they're good to cover up with their words. The words is fake. The words are not real. They're lying to themselves. They're lying to others. Oh, I'm great. I'm fine. Oh, I'm over that. I moved on. And da 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 da. But when all is said and done, when you in your quiet place, when you in your house, and you in that bathroom or in that closet, that's when you let it all loose. That's when you cry. That's when you get upset. That's when you get mad. And some people still don't stand there and acknowledge it and say, I am beautiful. I am gifted. I am special. They just go ahead and say, you know what? I would never, ever let nobody mistreat me like this again. I'm going to cover myself. I'm going to do this to myself. I'm going to make sure nobody call me ugly. I'm going to make sure nobody ever look at me crazy. I'm going to make sure nobody treat me this way. I'm going to do this. All that. And I'm telling you, what I'm saying now, this is what's going on in a lot of people's lives right now. That's why a lot of people are still not happy. They're miserable. They've been doing this for years. And now when the challenge comes for them to stand at the mirror and to look at themselves, they don't want to stand there no more than at least a good minute. Not 5 minutes. Right? If there was any way possible where we can get into the boxing ring and you sitting on one corner and you really actually see you sitting on the opposite end of that ring, it will freak you out. It will scare you. But you get to see the real you, the raw you. Not the Louis Vuitton you, not the Gucci, not the Dolce Gabbana you, okay? Not the Mac wearing you, okay? You get to see the raw you. You get to see the raw you, the one that has scars on her face, on her body, the one that has freckles, the one that has some wrinkles, the one that has some imperfection on her skin, the scars on her legs. You get to see the love handles on the side. You get to see her hair, what's left of it. You get to see, you know, the grays. You get to see the discoloration. You get to see the fullness of her lips. You get to see her sagginess of her eyes. You get to see the raw you. And I tell you right now, some of y'all don't like what y'all see. And it's scary. It makes you mad. It gets you angry, because instantly it will take you back into that moment when you were harassed, when you were teased, when you were taken advantage of, when people mocked you, when you were in school as a kid and they was bullying you. You probably actually wear glasses and your astigmatism is bad, right? And you wear thick glasses because you're nearsighted. And you like, nobody ever going to find out about me. So I'm making darn sure I'm going to go ahead and get my contact lenses. Because I don't want nobody to know about me wearing those thick old Coca-Cola bottle glasses. And I'm speaking my truth. Because my astigmatism is bad. But thanks be to God that I could be able to wear contact lenses. Because back then in the day, my doctor at the time said, oh, she would never wear contact lenses because her astigmatism is too bad. When she gets older, she's not going to be able to wear them. The devil is a lie. I could wear them contact lenses, honey. And when I was able to wear them things, you couldn't tell me nothing. Baby, I have so many shades now because I was like, oh, sucky, sucky, sucky now. Right? But then when I got older, you know, and I had a different eye doctor, I had different eye doctor before, the one that told him I couldn't wear a contact lenses, but he said that, you know, you're going to have to rest your eyes from wearing the contact lenses. You're going to have to wear them some days, and then you're going to have to switch over to wear your glasses, you know, so you give your eyes some rest. I'm like, whatever. I'm like, I'm not doing that. But I had to, because I started to feel that effect. But as I got older, man, please, I got tired of doing that. I had to be real with me. And I honestly had to repent and say, Lord, forgive me, because I was just being insecure about myself. And God, you the one that made a way out of no way for me that I could be able to wear contact lenses. When the doctor told me back in the day when I was a kid that I couldn't. And you made a way. And I'm so grateful, God. So now I ain't got no shame. I'm wearing my glasses. I haven't worn my contacts in the past 3 or 4 years now. Right? Because the contacts I was wearing, they measured it wrong. And I didn't know that until I went to another eye doctor. And they told me what was up. And I'm like, are you serious? To the point that it honestly had a little small rip on the back of my retina, on my retina or something like that, when I got my eye exam. And this was like, what, maybe 3 years ago or something? I can't quite remember. I think it was like 3 years ago. During the pandemic, when things were slowly coming back, you know, people was getting back to work and all that stuff. But that's when they told me, and I was like, what? So I was like, you know what? I got to stop wearing these contact lenses. And I didn't really want to, because again, I was so comfortable wearing them and I didn't want to wear these big old goggle glasses. I call them that. But honestly, they do look fine, because I was going back into the childhood, my childhood, when people used to tease me and they used to call me four eyes and stuff like that or whatever. And those words hurt. You know, I'm a kid, but I remember that stuff as an adult. And thank God for technology. Thank God that things is different now, that, you know, they're making glasses for those patients like me where the glasses don't have to be so thick anymore. You know, now they make the frames more fashionable and, you know, all of that, so to make the person feel more confident in themselves. And I'm grateful for that. But there are so many people out here that are not in that position. You know, they have to continue to cover up their face by wearing the makeup and all of that. And I'm not downing that, because I love makeup. I love fashion. I love it. Yes, I do. But at some point, you're going to have to stand up at the raw of you and own up to it and say, yeah, I may be fat or I may be this dark skinned, but I'm beautiful, doggone it. I don't care what nobody say. What that person said about me 20, 30 years ago, shame on them. And I'm sorry. And I'm sorry that I allowed that person to rob me of the opportunities of really showcasing my true self. I had to cover up all these years, the pain, the embarrassment, the shame, the guilt, because of that person's mouth. Or the words that came out of that person's mouth and had me believe that I wasn't attractive, that I wasn't beautiful, that I wasn't smart, that I wasn't gifted, that I wasn't, a caring person, or whatever the case may be. I had to live this lie for 30 years or 20 years or 40 years of my life. So I'm going to stand here and I'm going to knock that mess out of my life, and I'm going to own up to who I am. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you start loving yourself. By facing the fear, facing all what people said about you and what you said about you. Because it started with whoever said the stuff. And then you allowed that to live in your mind, and it became a stronghold, and it started to dominate your behavior and your thinking and your actions. And then it had you to start doing things to yourself and had you to camouflage and have a whole different identity. And you've been walking around this earth pretending to be somebody that you're not. And then when somebody really want to get to that core of your true self, you will go off on them, or you will block them out. You will block them off your phone list, your contact list. You don't have anything to do with them, and this, that, or whatever. And you run away from it. How are you going to keep doing that to yourself? You don't need to carry this over in 2024. There's a lot of people who are walking around camouflaging to be somebody else, and they can't not continue to be that way. Because when you go to meet glory, when you meet Jesus, you're going to be the real you, baby. There ain't going to be no makeup. Ain't going to be no falsies up in heaven. Ain't going to be no long weave. Ain't going to be none of that. Ain't going to be no Dolce & Gabbana. Whatever they bury you in that casket, baby, and you ain't going to wear that. Okay? You going to come in the pure you, the way God created you to be. And you got to stand there and look at yourself and say, do I really love what I see? And own up to it. And when you finally acknowledge that, yeah, this broke me down. Yeah, this hurt me. Yeah, this made me feel uncomfortable. Yeah, I didn't, man, I had to cover up myself because I didn't like that. I'm going to make sure that they're going to see a voluptuous, beautiful, sexy bombshell diva coming out that club tonight. You know, they're not going to see this, you know, because your breast ain't the real breast. It's silicone base, and your butt is not the real butt. It's silicone base. So you coming on looking like a lump and bump coming up in the club. And I'm not trying to make fun of that, but that's just how the enemy works in your life. Have you to believe, falsify belief. But this is not the real you. And I have come across young ladies who gave their life to Christ where they had talked about that stuff. That they literally went back to, or they went to a doctor that can reverse that stuff out of them. To get that stuff out of their breast, the silicone, because that stuff ain't good for you. It's not meant for your body to be. It's not supposed to be in your body. And how many reports and stories have you heard of women going across the country, getting these liposuctions and getting these buttock stuff and whatever else you can, and they dead? Huh? Because you want to follow the trend? Because this is what's going on in your culture? Because you want to get all the likes? So you take these pictures of yourself so people can see that you still got it and you 45 years old and you want to act like you 25. Oh, I'm going to get you. And I'm not doing it to be rude or mean, but this is something that the enemy don't want you to face, but you got to face up to it if you want to live. You got to own up to it. That's why it's so hard to answer that question. Do you really love you? Do you love what you see in the mirror? The third thing I want to say before I get off this thing here. What kind of life are you making? What kind of life do you want to make this year? Because it's all fall together. You got to love yourself and you got to own up to it. You got to realize that you want to be different. So if you want to be different and you start loving yourself, then that means your life has to change as well. Your life has to change, babes. Change ain't easy, but it's so necessary. If you want your life to be peaceful and loving and you want it to be, you know, joyful and exciting and all those things, then yes, it starts with you. It starts with you, babes. And I know it's a scary thing to do, to stand before yourself and to look yourself in the mirror. And say, you know what? I don't like what I see. I don't like you because of such and such and such and such. But then after that, then you say, but Lord, I want to love me again. Because I hurt it myself. And I allow people's words to saturate in my mind. And to have me to accept the fact that I wasn't beautiful enough. I wasn't talented enough. And honestly, it didn't have anything to do. It doesn't even have anything to do with the physical beauty. It's about your heart. It's about your heart. That's the part that God needs to come in and do the surgery. So you can walk free. You can be free. You can have a life that is free. You can enjoy life and you can enjoy it more abundantly free. And you don't have to continue to do all this double work to try to get people to like you, to get people to like your likes, to like your videos, to like your podcast, to like your whatever. You know, you just be you. Come the natural you. Start embracing the natural you. I actually came across a young lady again, and she posted a video, and I think she's a news anchor, and she probably has been dealing with alopecia. And it got so bad that, you know, her hair was just coming out in droves. And at the point, she just had enough. And she just basically got her head shaved off. And she came on bold. She came on live to let people know, this is the new me. At first, I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. I was hurt. I was discouraged. I was mad. All of those things that she should have felt. But it took her a minute to start to adjust and to embrace the new her. And so she said, this is what you're going to see when I'm on the news, because she didn't buy any wigs yet. And she said she wasn't going to do that anytime soon. She had to really start to, you know, walk in her newness and start loving that newness of her, start embracing that newness of her, because she got tired of pretending and covering up. Now, she may have shared her situation, maybe, I don't know. But, you know, there's people who don't do that. They just keep covering up and covering up and covering up. And to the point they can't cover up no more because it's too much. And so they got to make a decision. They're either going to just, you know, just keep doing what they're doing, or they're just going to have to admit to themselves and to those that loves them, this is the real deal about me. Will you love me? Even when I'm being raw and I'm being truthful about myself? Or will you just drop me like a piece of garbage? And if that happens to you, they were never your friends in the first place. They never loved you in the first place. But let me tell you someone who won't leave you stranded and leave you in the garbage, and that is God. Because like I said, He made you perfect. You are beautiful to Him. And I pray this blesses somebody today. Because there's a lot of people who don't feel beautiful. They look at themselves and they see ugliness, not just the physical beauty, but they see the ugly of what they endured. Today is the day that you need to say, God loves me. I love me. Now, God, make me whole. Make me whole. Listen, my time is winding down, but I pray this came on time for somebody today. Even if it's just one person, I'm happy with that. But I pray this blessed you. And I pray that this really, you know, gets you to the point to start looking at yourself and asking you these questions so you can start moving forward in your life and not holding anything back. And start embracing the real you. Now, I may come back and do a part two, because there's so much more that a lot of us sisters and even some brothers out there that are still carrying and living a falsified life instead of living the true life that God has intended for you to live. But guess what? God loves you and He's ready to help you through it, my love. So listen, I'm going to close up with a prayer, and I pray that you all be blessed. Stay warm. Right? Get your hot chocolate on and just enjoy life and enjoy it to the full. God, thank you for this podcast. Thank you for this opportunity that I'm able to go ahead and be a blessing and encouragement to those who are listening to the sound of my voice. I pray that this episode, this topic will be a blessing to somebody, that they finally will go ahead and look themselves in that mirror and stand up to the self, that real self. And cry it out, scream it out, yell it out, whatever they got to do. But at some point at the end, I pray that they will stand there and say, I want to love you all over again. And to say, God, show me through your eyes, Lord. That's my prayer for them. And I pray they pray that to you. I give you praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, y'all.